Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Josh Hawley wants the insider trading bill to be named the Pelosi Act. I love it. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. He makes me proud to have spent the little time I spent in St. Louis being a Missourian, as we called ourselves. What a funny, I mean, it could have been called that. It also could have been called the Cheney Act. But you know what it could be called? The Democrat Elitist Act or the Democrat Elitist and Rhino Act. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The dude has a sense of humor. Josh Hawley. And I'm going to tell you, a good career ahead of him. Dude has his head on straight. Here's the point, folks. Lots happening in the world of leftism. I should say the wacky world of leftism. That's what we discuss daily on this very program, the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the Kevin Jackson Network, which is vast and expansive. And I hope you will follow me on Wimkin, W-I-M is in Mary, K-I-N is in Nancy. And the reason is it is a growing social media site that has over 8 million people. And it's no nonsense. You're not going to get banned. We're moving all, I'm moving everybody over to anybody I talk to. Because we got to be able to communicate. It is the basis of everything that separates us from the animals. It is the reason why man is not always at war with himself. It's communication. And it begins at the very basic level. It begins when you with your mate. It begins with your children. It begins with your coworkers. It begins with your friends, family members. Communication. I'll be honest with you. I sucked at communication. I didn't think about it. We didn't talk in my... I mean, we talked in my family, but we didn't sit down and explain. I'll give you an example. My grandmother would whoop my butt. And, you know, boy, and I knew what I'd done wrong. But she didn't come in later and say, you know, baby, I didn't... While I'm giving you a spanking, this is you. This is on you. This is not me. You didn't, you know, I'm not the mean person. For years, I was like, oh, my grandmother mean, she mean. But she wasn't mean. I was the one that did it. But she didn't explain, I still love you, but I will discipline you. You know, and my family weren't huggers, as an example. That wasn't a form of their communication. And I could go on, I'm just saying. And you know, there were scars. There was some scar. It isn't that my grandfather wasn't a hugger that I could, oh, I'm scarred for life. But all kinds of communication are important, verbal, physical, etc. And if you don't have it, you have a tendency to miscommunicate. The lack of communication can create lots of problems. And if look, I've been to therapy enough to know that you got to get stuff out. I was talking to my son the other day. And he just blatantly lied to me about it. And I'm going, look, here's the thing that I don't like about your lie. It is so obvious, it makes me think you think I'm stupid. And I know he wanted to laugh, but he knew not to. And so later, I said, I'm going to ask you, later on, I said, I'm going to ask you this question again, did you? And he says, yeah, Dad. And he admits it. And my tendency was to just walk away, but I said to him, thank you for telling me the truth. Why did I do that? Because I have to reinforce with him that the truth is the better answer. If you're snagged, just say, yeah, Dad, I did it. You know what he was doing? He would unplug the camera system so he could get up and stay up later or whatever, you know. And it was to the point, he was blaming... He was blaming the dog. Now, it wasn't like it was completely bumped out of the wall. No, you had to disconnect the USB. Now, if Buster can disconnect the USB port, then I'm going to put it, he's going to be, hello, my baby, hello, my darling. I'm going to put that dude on stage. He can't disconnect it. Now, if he knocked it off the wall, I'd give him a pass. But twice I went there, and the USB was completely disconnected. And it was all I could do. I dang near needed pliers to pull it out. So I go, Melissa goes, well, maybe the doctor messed up. If the dog did this, he's a talented dog. So my son's like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, look, you can't tell me you didn't do this. And he finally fessed up. Well, that's a sign of maturity is when you, you know, something can happen if it's on your watch. Just say, yeah, it's on me. How many people do you meet that do that? That's what I want to see. And out of people and out of conservatives. Anyway, we discuss the wacky world of leftism here every day because discussing conservatism is boring. We play by the rules, folks. No wacko ideas, just logical, well-reasoned positions. But not leftists. You want crazy, I give you Democrats. And speaking of crazy Democrats, Schiff and Swalwell are off the Intel committee. And when I saw this story, I asked myself, what next? The arrest? When do we arrest them? When do we start arresting Democrats for giving up secrets, for mishandling classified documents, and a host of other things? Let me ask you, if you're an attorney for somebody who mishandled classified documents, what are you doing right now? Are you filing your appeals? I would be livid if I were in prison because of so-called mishandling of classified documents. And there are people, I promise you, there. You know what? You guys should research who has mishandled classified documents and gone to prison. And let's just show people exactly what they did. And you will find out these documents are, in some cases, innocuous. And, oh, by the way, what are the Democrats doing?
Well, look, Joe Biden's documents, they weren't that big of a deal.
I tell you what, let us make that decision. Let us determine if Ukraine and China and Russia and wherever else Air Force Two went with Joe and Hunter Biden and they got some deals. Let us determine if these documents had any significance. What else? You know what they should be asking? What else did Joe Biden tell Hunter? What else did Hunter overhear with Joe while he was living at the residence paying $49,910 a month? And, oh, you know what else, FBI? I know you caught this other FBI that was colluding with the Russian, etc., whatever the dude's name was we talked about the other day. But here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know, you found this FBI guy in 2 years. When are we going to get some information about Hunter Biden and all the things that are connecting him and his daddy to these illegal businesses? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crazy stuff going on. I just did a video recapping Joe Biden taking down his tax returns from 2016 to 2018. And what are the ramifications of that? The President of the United States is a tax cheat. He's a tax avoider. He didn't report his income. And you want to know why? Because that income was tied to crooked deals being done by his son. We don't know a lot of the stuff that this guy's done. We only know a fraction of what Hunter Biden's involved in, folks. There's so much more. And then you juxtapose that to this classified document leak. What does Hunter know? When is the FBI going to sit down with everybody that is involved with Joe Biden and say, did you have access to these files and what do you know? Were you at his house? Have you ever been to his home? What type of microscope would they be crawling up Trump's butt to show you everybody who visited the house where Trump kept these documents? Now five different locations handled by everybody, including likely Chinese spies, and I could go on. And here's what we know about the documents so far. I talked about this, and we got more to talk about here, folks. Yeah, we got more to talk about, because I'd love to know the reason why Joe Biden took down his taxes. I want to know the reason behind it. Is he amending them? And if so, what are the amendments? And then as far as these documents go, I don't want the FBI holding them. I want an independent group that isn't going to try to cover up evidence. I want somebody like that to hold these documents, because of the three documents I know about, title-wise, Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. I'm going to make you a bet. I know Hunter Biden didn't go to Iran, but I bet he went on Air Force 2 to the UK while his daddy was vice president. And what else do we not know? We've been focused on Ukraine, Russia, and China. How many other countries has Hunter Biden tied us up in? I would venture to tell you, if you look at legislation that is pro some other country, you're going to find Hunter Biden's fingerprints all over it somewhere. Joe Biden did it because it got more money into the family business. All this is in tied together, and I'm never going to let it go until we start seeing people go to prison. And I'm not talking about this FBI agent who I think is a patsy. I told you this the other day. I think he's a stone patsy. He's the Lee Harvey Oswald of his day. He wasn't the one who pulled the trigger. He just got railroaded into it. Anyway, we're going to move on. Did you see the video of the guy who took the gun away from the Monterey Park shooter? What a gutsy move. I saw this video. He grabs the rifle and then he shields it so the guy can't point it. And then he finally wrestles it away, and the guy's still attacking him. He's an old cat, though. Like 66 or so. He can't really put up much of a fight. And the other guy was young. He didn't look tough, but he was tough enough to get in there and take that weapon away. But here's what I'll say to you. Most of the people listening to this program, especially you manly, toxically masculine dudes, you would have done the same thing. I'm glad he did it. That guy saved lives, because this dude was deranged. But it's what conservatives would do. Leftists will hail the guy as a hero, and I guess to some degree he is a hero. But let me just tell you, par for the course for us. Biden says America is back. He tweeted this, and leading the way. And it didn't quite go the way that he thought. People responded, the wrong way! Which I found very funny and interesting. Hey, by the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, every single day we come on here and we talk about the same thing. And you want to know what the same thing is? The same thing is the craziness of leftism. Everything I'm going to tell you, Biden thinks he's doing a good job. Do I need to add anything to that? We were going to do a segment, and we may still do it, and it's called Just Shut Up and Listen. And all we're going to do is play clips for the week. We probably have to do it in the first or the second segment because they're shorter. But 7 minutes and 8 minutes are the two segments, almost 7.5 and 8 minutes. And we'll just play clips of what the Democrats have said all week for 7 minutes or 8 minutes for either segment one or segment two. And just call it Shut Up and Listen. And you listen to these knuckleheads and what they propose and tell me if you would follow them, or should anybody follow them. Biden says America is back and leading the way. Yeah, leading the way in inflation, leading the way in supply chain issues, leading the way in open borders and in invasion, leading the way in fentanyl deaths, leading the way in suicides, leading the way in killing babies, leading the way in godlessness, leading the way in the worst education system, leading the way in prison incarceration rates, leading the way in crime. How many things do you need me to list? Because I could go on. Leading the way? Would you want that? Tell me what you want to be involved in with knowing that Biden is involved. Would you want to be involved in car sales? Would you want to be involved in real estate? You want, what business do you want to be involved in? You want to be involved in running a place where somebody can sue you because they want to use the bathroom and they happen to be black and they didn't buy anything? And you say, look, no purchase, no using of our facilities. You get accused of being a racist. You want to be leading the way? And every time you disagree with these guys, you're either partner, you know, you like Putin or you're a racist. Is that the way? Leading the way in dividing the country? And along what? Every type of line, ethnic lines, gender lines, race lines, you name it. Leading the way? I just saw a report that talked about the number of fentanyl deaths among teens. You would think that enough, that alone would be enough to stop, make Biden at least plug up some of the border. You know how they say, if you could just save one life, well, how about if you could just save thousands of lives? Lori Lightfoot, she made the comment that the way we would she could reduce crime in Chicago is go to a cashless society. The street vendors are getting robbed. She said, y'all getting robbed because y'all got cash. I find that amazing. Yeah, I guess Lori Lightfoot has never seen anybody get robbed. Somebody say, give me the PIN number to your account. Look, I'm not going to deny that if you can't, cash is easier. If you're carrying around $1,000, that's easier than me forcing you to give me Venmo. But if somebody says, you're going to Venmo me some money, and they set up a bogus account, you know, where they can go get the money, they could rob you from Venmo or what's the other apps? I don't know. I'm guessing here, but I don't think this stuff is rocket science. Let me ask you, so if using Lori Lightfoot's logic, if you have a gold chain on, you shouldn't be wearing that gold chain. Why were you wearing your wedding band? You're asking to be married, to be robbed, and to be married if you're wearing the wedding band. You get it? This is the craziness of leftism, folks. I don't have to make anything up.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Memphis is on edge after the death of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old FedEx worker who died a couple of days after being arrested during a traffic stop. Five officers involved in that arrest are now themselves under arrest. A big raid overnight in Los Angeles as federal agents found computer servers used by one of the world's largest ransomware gangs, known as Hive.
The Justice Department dismantled an international ransomware network responsible for extorting and attempting to extort hundreds of millions of dollars from victims in the United States and around the world.
Attorney General Merrick Garland at a news conference today in Washington. California Congressman Adam Schiff wants a new job. On Twitter this morning, Schiff announced he's running for the Senate. The economy of the USA grew by nearly 3% at the end of last year. That's slightly more than experts had predicted for the gross national product. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Biden said he had no regrets on classified documents. We've got the clip, so let's play the clip real quick. And it was funny because we started looking at these trends of what do people say in the media to get you going, okay, well, I have no regrets, or, you know, he did nothing, or there's no there, whatever. And we found no regrets. That's kind of what they're saying. To make it appear as though Joe Biden didn't do anything wrong. He's got no regrets. How can he have done something wrong and not have any regrets? Anyway, here's the first one where he says he has no regrets.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there.
So as I indicated, we found other places where either Biden or spokesperson said they had no regrets. And it's kind of a trend. Joe Biden, the way he gets out of stuff is he says, I have no regrets. Here's when they left Afghanistan.
In just the last few days, multiple cities in Afghanistan have fallen to the Taliban. There's irrefutable evidence that a vast majority of those Afghan forces cannot hold ground there. Has your current plan to withdraw U.S. troops changed at all?
No. Look, we spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury, thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made, providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. But they've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top. But we're going to continue to keep our commitment. But I do not regret my decision.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Shortly after Biden had this presser, Afghanistan fell, and he still has no regrets. So what? 13 Marines got killed. Who cares? So what? It looked like Saigon in the 1960s when we ran from Vietnam with our tail between our legs. So what? He completely botched what Trump had set up, pretty much put on a silver platter for him. He has no regrets. And here's another one that he has no regrets about. Hunter Biden.
And as an ancillary issue to everything that we just talked about in terms of the getting rid of the prosecutor is, of course, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, his work for that gas company. Does former VP Biden now have any regret that he didn't tell Hunter Biden, you know what, I just don't need the headache, don't work there?
No, because he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, the White House said in 2014 that there was no issue with Hunter having that job.
Got to be pretty comfortable with yourself to have no regrets when all the things that we're now learning about Hunter. Joe Biden knew his son was a crackhead, but he still put him in charge of the family business. But he has no regrets. I mean, you should look at the lack of coverage of the things that Joe Biden has done as a vice president, and when they shoehorned him in the coup to as president, he has no regrets on any of it. He has no regrets ruining the American economy. He has no regrets for people's failing businesses where they invested time and fortune, and Joe Biden shut them down over COVID lies. I just read off a litany of things that Joe Biden should be regretting. Inflation, high gas prices, fuel prices, suicides, all these things, business failures, the economy, anemic economy, running up the nation's debt to untenable levels. And I could go on again and again and again. And you can continue to add to them. Just add a country, a trade deficit. Oh my gosh. But he has no regrets. No issue with Hunter having that job. I think that some of these things, he might just start regretting soon. I would certainly like to see Joe Biden have to regret a few of his choices, because they haven't benefited us, and he doesn't seem to care. So Joe Biden says he is a stalwart of protecting classified documents. He even said of Trump and his lack of protecting, in other words, taking the classified documents and having them under lock and key in Mar-a-Lago, he called it irresponsible. But it's not when he does it. So Jean-Pierre is asking, do you take it seriously? Joe Biden says he takes it seriously. When you talk about classified documents, that's a big deal. Joe Biden, how could you be that irresponsible? Do you know who could have access to this? This is what he said of Trump. You don't know what, he says bad guys, bad actors is what they call them. Bad actors could have access to this stuff. But then it hits home. So they run a little interference. Tucker Carlson talked about that. Maybe we'll get to that in a bit. I said it before Tucker said it. Mike Pence is conveniently bailing Biden out. They're looking at it as, look, this has rhino Republican establishment fingerprints all over it. Mike Pence, take responsibility. Don't worry, we'll bail you out. If they decide not to, okay, he becomes a casualty of war. No harm, no foul. Mike Pence couldn't get elected anyway. Unless there's a cheat, Mike Pence can't get elected. Nobody cares about him. It's not meant to be an ugly comment. It's just the truth. So, where's he? Why is he in the mix? Here's Tucker's theory on it.
In the meantime, though, the effect on the media was immediate. If someone as unimpeachably holy as Mike Pence had classified documents in his home, that means that every person who's ever served at a high level of government also has classified documents at home. And that means, by definition, that keeping classified documents in your house is not a big deal except when Donald Trump does it. Mike Pence proves that. If Mike Pence committed the same crime as Joe Biden, Joe Biden must be innocent. That was the media's conclusion. Watch.
It is possible for documents to be classified that we would all look at now and think, well, that's basically public information. Like, that's right. Not, it's not a big deal. And so that's one of the things that, it's a strong element in what you would call the Biden defense here.
That was Lawrence O'Donnell running interference for Biden. That's what they're doing now. And Pence is happy to play a pawn in this whole process. It's a lot of peas, isn't it? Pence is happy to play the pawn in this process. But he is. He's happy to do it. Jubilant, in fact. You know, he's out there spiking the football. Both of these guys have broken the law. Laws that would land you in prison if you were lesser power, not part of the elite uniparty. And they're out there bragging. Oh, well, we found more documents. I sent my lawyer to look into it. And the best thing that I've heard people talk about is, who sends a $1,000 an hour person to go digging through documents? If you were moving documents, because the idea here is that Biden was moving these documents in order to get to, you know, to prep. Well, some people are saying he was moving them because the Republicans are going to be in charge of Congress, and he knew it, so he needed to get those documents out. It sounds good to me. That argument certainly works. But I love how the media is now, well, it's possible for documents to be classified, but it's really, they're not little more than public information. And it's not a strong element in Joe Biden's defense when the statute is clear. If something is classified, you have to protect it. And I don't know why Joe Biden didn't read these documents in a skiff and return them, but the fact that he had them, and he had them years later, is problematic at the very least. Because as we all know, Joe Biden is the big guy. And my question to you would be, was Biden careless enough to leave a paper trail that explains how Hunter was doing what he was doing? Because that has to be one of the biggest fears, not only for Biden, but it has to be the big fear of the Democrats. What else will we discover? Where else will we discover it? Because we're not going to quit looking. Conservatives, this is our time to get in the game and make sure that we are hammering these leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This course on Black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda.
Heard a lot of rhetoric here, a lot of sound bites, but not a lot of concrete solutions on how we get the job done and make our residents and our workers safe. We're doing it every single day.
I think the follow-up is, and your solution is?
I just explained it. We have been in Little Village working with those street vendors, understanding what the nature of the crime is, making sure that we're doing things in concert with them to help them make sure that their money is secure, not use money, if at all possible, using other forms of transactions to take care of themselves.
Folks, those are just a couple of clips to showcase the insanity of the left. They say, oh, we want to teach black history. How about you teach history? I know that there are blacks in history. I don't know to what percentage, but if you want to enhance that, enhance it. If you want to do a little better at your school because you're a black history, you're a teacher and you're black and you want to give a little bit more, fine. I don't care. There's not one monolithic history in this country. That's not what's being taught. But DeSantis exposes exactly what this agenda is. It has nothing to do with black history. It has to do with crazy stuff. All this intersectionality. How many ways do you intersect so you can be, what is the word I'm looking for? You know, aggrieved. Thank you. Aggrieved. How many grievances can a person have? So there's that. And then Lori Lightfoot, we talked about this before, but that was her actually saying, look, if they just give up cash, that's going to help. Oh, I wonder if giving up cash is going to help with rape. I wonder if giving up cash is going to help with people carjacking. I wonder if giving up cash is going to do anything to burglary. I wonder if giving up cash is going to have anything to do with this outright murder. What does cash have to do with the amount of crime that's going on in cities all across this country? Is there cash involved? Sometimes, yes. There are people that, how many times have people gotten something stolen and they say, give me your, you know, your PIN to your card or we'll kill you? You know, leftists, that's all it takes. It's a simple solution. You know what the simple solution is? You start respecting family and you start respecting the rule of law. And leftists don't respect either. Welcome, people. I know you respect family and the rule of law because you are conservatives and you are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want to play another clip for you. This clip is of Joe Scarborough, and it speaks to the craziness, again, of the lefties. And I'm going to play the clip, and then we'll dissect it, because I think you're going to get out of it exactly what I got out of it.
In Massachusetts, the Republican reports the FDA is considering offering yearly COVID-19 boosters. The agency wants to simplify the process to look more like the flu vaccine, saying most people may only need one dose of the latest COVID shot to restore protection. An advisory committee is scheduled to meet Thursday and will be asked to vote on the plan.
You know, it's interesting. I had not gotten my COVID booster.
Mm-hmm. Which one? The fourth.
The fourth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we went to London. Then got COVID.
Yeah.
Got completely knocked down for a while.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Months.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't say months.
You were knocked down for months.
Months?
Yes.
I wouldn't say months.
No, it was a long time.
So anyway, weeks. Weeks. It was weeks. I was fatigued for a long time.
It took 3 months.
I would say it's very interesting, though, because we're learning a lot more about what your resistance to COVID may be.
Yeah.
What was that, back in September? Just got my checkup. And the antibodies are like at 100% right now.
Interesting.
So it kind of works out. But again, we found out the boosters, the vaccines, they don't stop the disease, but they certainly do make a big impact. Instead of me being down for a month with fatigue, if I'd taken the booster, I would have probably sneezed and said, what was that, and kept going.
Exactly.
That's the difference. And so I love when people go, oh, I'm not going to, because the difference, you still get COVID.
I know.
No, that's not the purpose of it. That's never been the purpose of the flu shot. And so it builds up your resistance, just like actually getting COVID builds up your resistance.
Exactly.
So
keep you from listen, the hospital.
So do yourself a favor, right? And get off the websites that Chinese religious cults are putting as a front so they can get a stronghold in America and in your mind. And get yourself a booster shot.
It's important.
You'll be glad you did.
I listened to that piece and I was like, wow, wow. What an idiot Joe Scarborough is. So, pardon me, they begin this by saying, Now the government wants to simplify the process of getting the Wu flu booster or vaccine to the same as it is for the flu. They're simplifying it. What they're doing is saying, look, it's no longer a killer. You know, to the degree that we got $6 trillion, so we want to simplify it. Just go get your vaccine every year. Get it, don't get it, we don't care. Think back 6 months ago, a year ago, where were we? Doom and gloom, everybody was going to die. If you didn't get it, well, you were a pariah. You were a super spreader. If it's going to go to where the flu is, how many people get the flu shot? How many people that listen to this program get the flu shot? If you didn't get it, did anybody call you anti-vaxxer? Did anybody yell at you for not wearing a mask? Did anybody say that you are a super spreader? You're killing people! I can tell you, in my own personal experience, I had at least 5 instances where people told me, it was more, I know at least, it's more than that, but that's why I'm saying at least. I'm talking about, they didn't just walk by looking hard, stop me to say something where there is no way in H.E. double crooked socks they would have done that. They would have thought they had no license to do that had this government not made them think that they had dominion over me. The vaxxers had dominion over the non-vaxxers. The mask had dominion over the non-masked. Let me tell you, I was this close to whooping some butts. I'm talking about going to jail. I threatened me. I know it in 3 instances. I said, I tell you what, if you can put this mask on me, I'll wear it for the rest of my life. Let's go outside. Let's see who gets the mask on and who gets their mask shoved down their throat or up their behind. Because I'm not getting the mask. You're not making me wear one. Luckily, it didn't get to that. Because I was hot during that period. I reverted back to my ugly self. God don't like ugly. So my grandmother would tell me, baby, God don't like ugly. He don't like ugly. Well, he tolerates Whoopi Goldberg and the Women of the View. He must like it. Anyway, they got an advisory committee that's going to vote on the plan about should they make Wu Flu simple. And meanwhile, Joe Scarborough chimes in and says, well, I got my 4th COVID booster and I should have gotten it before because I got COVID and I got knocked down for whatever. And they argued over it was months. You were terrible. You were in London and oh my God, it was horrible. Well, at least weeks. Yeah, so he's a futurist. This guy knows that had he gotten that 4th COVID booster, he wouldn't have gotten sick. You know how he knows it? Because he's an expert. He refers to all the other experts. Here's the question he should be asking himself. If you had 3 boosters, why didn't they work? So Joe Scarborough wants you to believe the 4th booster would have prevented it, but the 3rd booster, well, it ran out of juice. And I like how he put it. You know, we're learning a lot more about how COVID works and everything, and I should have gotten boosted because the 3rd booster, well, it didn't work, and I ended up getting COVID. Now, understand, they've already said that, you know, boosters and vaccines don't stop the disease, but it would have made it a breeze. I would have just sneezed, and that would have been the end of it. He can predict the future of what COVID is going to do in his body. I'm amazed. Meanwhile, while the booster is in his body and it doesn't protect him and he gets sicker than a dog, he says, well, it had nothing to do with the booster. And then he ends it with the biggest, he doesn't even get it. Here's what he says. What the booster does is it builds up your resistance. And if you watch him, he slows down at the end. He goes, it's kind of like getting COVID builds up your resistance. Oh, well, wait a minute, Joe. So when you got tested for 100% resistance, are we to admit it might not be that 4th booster? And it might be that your body is making the adjustment and learning how to deal with COVID on its own? Because after you get COVID, it builds up a resistance. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is just common sense stuff. But not for the left, because they're too stupid. And they know it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.